Today's Amud for Chazara is Ma'ikat on Tassam and Aleph. We're holding on Tassam and Aleph, six lines from the top, with the Eim Arav and Simcha B'Simcha Minalan. So says the Gemara, what's the makar to this concept that a person is not supposed to be ma'ariv simcha besimcha? We mentioned that in the context of getting married on Chol HaMoed, which is being ma'ariv the simcha sachag with simcha sishtoi. What's the makar that that's a problem? The chsiv, as the pasuk says, but the Chanukah samikdosh, it says, v'yah shlomoi ba'esa hi yasachag, v'chol yisrael imoi ka'al gadol milvay chamas anachom mitzrayim. Shlomo Malach made a big feast, lefnei Hashem Elokeinu, shivas yamim, he made this feast for 7 days, for the Chanukah samikdosh, and then v'shivas yamim, and then there was the 7 days of Sukkot, so Arba Asar Yom, which was a total of 14 days. Now, Bim Isan, if it's true that you could be Ma'arv and Simcha B'Simcha, so Yibayli Lemintar Adachag, Umevad Shiva Lahachu Lahacha, so then you should have pushed it off. In order, Taisus brings, in order not to be Mavato Klal Yisrael from their Malacha for 14 days in a row, so Shlomo Melech should have pushed off the partying for the Chanukah HaMikdash to the 7 days of Sukkot. Says the Gemara, V'doma Minta Le'natrinon V'echadis Rami Avdinon. No, all you see from there is that, and so what's the Rai? The Rai is, from the fact that Shlomo Melech didn't push it off, it must be because you're not allowed to be Ma'arv and Simcha B'Simcha. Says the Gemara, all you see from here is that you can't be Ma'arv and Simcha B'Simcha, where they don't really coincide. The Beis HaMikdash was completed 7 days before Sukkot. So to push off the celebration to Sukkot, then in Ma'arv and Simcha B'Simcha. You don't push off a Simcha just to knock down two with one stone. But if it happens to fall out and it happens to coincide, so then that's okay. So maybe a person could get married in Chol HaMoed. Even though it's then going to come out that the Simchas Ishtoi will come together with Simchas Achag, that's punk. They happen to come together. The person got married then, but to push off the Simcha, that's the only thing you see from Shlomo Melech that that's a problem. Says the Gemara, no, it's more than that, because Yibayli L'Shayu Reporta. If it's true that when it's Heichad Isrami, you're allowed to be Ma'arv and Simcha B'Simcha, so then Shlomo Melech should have just made them coincide. He should have pushed off the completion of the Beis Hamikdash, leave the last stone for the. For until Erev Sukkot, says the Gemara, no, because Shayuri binyan Beis Hamikdash lo mishayrina. That's because of a different issue, because you don't delay completing the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, well, Yibayli l'Shayuri ba'amakali Erev. Fine, don't delay the actual structure of the Beis Hamikdash, but delay the amakali Erev, which was the roof at the top of the Heichal. So there was a slanted roof, and in the middle, in the center, it wasn't mamish at a point, it was an amma wide. So to prevent ravens from sitting on the top, they made these metal spikes at the top. So you should have delayed making that Amakal Yoyriv, which isn't really part of the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, so presumably that would be okay. And then they would be able to push off the Simcha until Sukkot. Says the Gemara, no, because Amakal Yoyriv Tzayrich Binyin Abayisu. That's also a Tzayrich Binyin Abayis, and that's not something that you push off. Ella says the Gemara, what's the makar that you can't be ma'arv and simcha b'simcha? Midmiyatir kra. It's from the redundancy of the wording of the actual pasuk. Michti. Ksiv arba asar yoyim. It says he made this feast for 14 days. Shivas yamim v'shivas yamim lamali. Why does the pasuk emphasize that it was a separate 7 days? Shmamino hani l'chod v'hani l'chod. It must be to teach us that they have to be separate. You can't be ma'arv and simcha b'simcha. It says the Gemara, Vayter Amar Rav Parnoch Amar Rav Yochanan Oisa Shana Loyasi Yisroel Yom HaKippurim. That year, if you make the Cheshbon, being that 7 days prior to Sukkot, they were celebrating the Chanukah HaMikdash, so one of those 7 days is Yom Kippur. So you see that they didn't keep Yom Kippur, meaning they ate on Yom Kippur of that year. V'hayu Dayagim V'aymrim Shemen Nischaivu Senein Sheyisroel Kloya. And they were very concerned. They were saying that maybe Klal Yisrael, maybe themselves, maybe they're chayv to be destroyed now for eating on Yom Kippur. Until Yatzas Abaskol Ivamr Lam Kulchem Uzumanim Lachay Olam Haba, Abaskol came out and told them that no, they're all going to go to Olam Haba. So my darish, what did Shlomo HaMelech and his bezdin, what did they darish in originally to assume that it's okay to eat on Yom Kippur? Says the Gemara, Amru Kavuchaymer, they made a Kavuchaymer, Umam Mishkan Shein Kedushas Kedushas Oilam, Ukarban Yachid, and it's Leicha Shabbos Isser Skila, if we find by the Chanukas HaMishkan, by the Miluim. So the Kedusha of the Mishkan is, compared to the Beis HaMikdash, not so great. It's not Kedushas Oilam, it's not a permanent Kedusha. And the Karbanas that they brought, it was only a Karban Yachid, each Nasi had their own Karban. And what was it, Deicha? It was Deicha Shabbos, which is very Chomer. It was Deicha Shabbos, which is an Isser Skila. So Mikdash, when it comes to the Chanukah HaMikdash, the Kedushas HaKedushas HaOlam, the Kedusha, the Mikdash is a Kedushas HaOlam, who Karban Tzibur, and the Karbanos that they were bringing was a Shalmei Tzibur, the Yom HaKippurim, the Anish Karis, and what did they want to be Daicha? Eating on Yom Kippur, which is Chamer, it's an Anish Karis, but that's not as Chamer as Skila, so Lo Kol Shekein, all the more so, it should be Daicha Yom Kippur. Ela Mai HaYudayagim, so if they had a good Kavuch HaYimer, so why were they concerned? Hasam Tzerech Gavaya, Hachat Tzerech Hedyeh. Because the Maisa, they had what to gain from it. By the Chanukah HaMishkan, it was all for Hashem, it was Eilis. But over here was the Shlamim, and they were eating some of it, so therefore, they were concerned. Well, ask the Gemara, so Hachanami Mevu Labdu, Mechol Ol Nechu V'Leilishdu. So just bring the carbon and don't eat and drink. Says the Gemara, no, that's not a possibility, because Ein Simcha B'Lei Achil V'Shtiyah. Because there's no simcha without achila v'shtia, and when you bring a carbon shlamim, you have to have simcha. The pasuk says, "Zavachta shlamim v'chalta sham v'samachta." So being that they had to have simcha, so it wasn't an option not to have simcha. U'mishkan d'dachi Shabbos minalan. So we mentioned in this kavu chaymer that the mishkan was deicha Shabbos, so kol shekein the mikdash. How do we know that the mishkan was deicha Shabbos? Ileima midichsev b'yayim arishon y'b'yayim ashvi'i. Because the pasuk goes through the different nesiim, and it says on the first day he brought the carbon, on the second day he brought the carbon. And on the seventh day, he brought the carbon. So you see, 7 days in a row, they brought carbones. No, Delma Shvi the carbones. Maybe it doesn't mean 7 days in a row. It means the seventh day that they brought carbones. But maybe they really skipped over Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Amar Krah. The pasuk says, "B'yoyim ashtei asar yoyim." It says on the 11th day. So my yoyim kulei ratz, and it's redundant. It says, "B'yoyim ashtei asar yoyim." So my yoyim kulei ratzuf, af ashtei asar kulan ratzufin. Just like a day has no break in the day, it just keeps going. So too, these days of the karbanis of the nesiim, it went without any break. So v'delma yamim haruyin. Yeah, maybe it means that the days that they're able to bring a carbon went without any break, but really they skipped over Shabbos. Says the Gemara, no. Ksiv krachrina. It says again by the 12th day. It says b'yoyim shnei masar yoyim. Again, redundant. So ma yoyim kulei ratzuf. Av shnei masar yoyim kulan ritzufin. Here too, also we make the same drasha that just like yoyim is consistent, it's consecutive, it doesn't ever have a break. So too, the days that they brought the carbonis, it didn't have a break. Ask the Gemara the same kash as before. It means that the days that they're able to bring a carbon. Says the Gemara, no, because an imkain trei krei lamali. Why would the Torah tell me that same idea twice? It must be that no, they brought it even on Shabbos. Umikdash the daicha yom kippur minalan. And where do we see from the pasuk that they ate even on Yom Kippur? Maybe the 7 days they skipped over Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, Ilim amidechsev arbaasar yoyim mivmi, you'll say, because it says that they feasted for 14 days, and one of those days is Yom Kippur, the Dama Yamim Haruyin. And no, maybe it means 14 days that they're able to eat, but they skipped over Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, no, Gamar yoyim yoyim mehasam. We learn now, yoyim, yoyim, from the Mishkan. Just like by the Mishkan, yoyim meant consecutive, without any breaks, even on Shabbos. So to hear also, yoyim means mamish consecutive, without any breaks, even on Yom Kippur. Until Yatza Basko of Amrlam, Nakulcha Muzumanim Lechayel Elam Haba. Basko came out and told them that they're all going to go to Elam Haba. Uminalan da'achalahu. So how do we know that this happened? That there was this Basko that came out? Where do we see it from in the Psukim? It says, the Gemara, the Tani Tachlifa, B'yayim Hashmini Shilach Hasam, V'yivarach Hasamelech, V'yachul Aleyam, Smeichem V'toy V'leva, Kol HaToy V'asher Asa Shem HaDavid Avdo Yisrael Amai. That's the Pasuk says. The Gemara now is going to darshan each part of the Pasuk. So it says that they sent them back to their tents, Lo HaAleyam. We darshan from there, Shehochul Umatsu Nesheihem B'tahara. That all their wives were Tahira. Sameichem, Shenanu Mizav Hashchina. They were happy because they just rejoiced with the shine of the Shchina. Utai Ve'lev, Shekol Echav Ve'echad Nis'abra Ishtei Be'ben Zachar. Each one of them, their wives, became pregnant with a male. Al-Kol HaTayva, Sheyatsa Baskel V'amr Lehem Kulcha Mizumanim L'chayel Elam Haba. Al-Kol HaTayva refers to this Baskel, so this is the Makar for the Baskel. Now that we mentioned the Pasuk, though, the Gemara just continues. So the end of the Pasuk says that they rejoiced with all the Tayva that the Kadosh Baruch Hu did, L'David Avda Yisrael Amai. To David his Eved, and to the Yisrael his nation. So Bishlam Ali Yisrael Amai, the Achaluhu. I understand that they were happy with the Tayva that Hashem did with the Yisrael Amai. That's what we just said, that he was Meichel them. Avon Yom Kippurim. El David Avdei Mahi. What is the chesed that Hashem did by the Chanukah HaMikdash with David HaMelech? David HaMelech wasn't even alive anymore. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, He says the story that Bishash Abikesh Shlomo Lahachnes Aron LeMikdash, when Shlomo HaMelech wanted to bring the Aron Kodesh into the Beis HaMikdash, Davku Sha'arim Zelazet, the gates of the Beis HaMikdash, they remained tightly shut and they wouldn't open. So Amar Shlomo Esrim V'Arba Renanais V'Loin Ana, Shlomo HaMelech started saying different parakim of Tehillim, of songs, and Shira, and Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he wasn't answered. Pasach V'Amar Su Sha'arim HaSheichem, he started saying, open up, V'Loin Ana, he's unanswered. Kevun Sha'amar Hashem Elohim Altashe Pneid Mishi Shlomo HaMelech says, remember the chesed of my father of David HaMelech? B'schus David, open up, miyanana. And then he was answered. And Ba'isa Shah, at that moment, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu displayed his love for David HaMelech, so nebchu pnei soyne David kishulei kedera. So those that tormented David throughout his life, so their faces turned like the bottom of the pot, v'yadu ha'kol shemachulei HaKadosh Baruch Hu al'isei avayin, and everybody realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was meichu David HaMelech for the sin that he did, with Bathsheba, for all the different controversies, everyone saw how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu really loved David HaMelech. So that was the chesed that Hashem did with David. Now says the Gemara story, Rabbi Yonasan ben Asmai, Rabbi Yudah ben Gerim, Tanu Parshas Nedarim by Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. They were learning Maseches Nedarim by Rabbi Shimon. Yipater minei beorta, they say goodbye to him at night, and they end up staying over that night. They thought they were leaving, but they end up staying over. So the next morning, Letzafra hadar v'kam mepatri minei, so they went to say goodbye again to Rabbi Shimon. So Amar Lehu, Rabbi Shimon says to them, V'lo yipatrisu minei beorta, you already said goodbye to me at night, why are you coming again today? So Amar Lehu, they said to him, L'madetanu Rabbeinu, the Talmud should lifted me, Rabbi. V'lan ba'isa yir, tzarchli patr mimenu pa'mecheres. You're the one who taught us. A Talmud that says goodbye to his Rabbi, and he ends up sleeping overnight. And so the next morning, he's supposed to say goodbye again. As the Pasuk says, Shanemar, as the Pasuk says, B'yayim ha'shmini shilach es'am v'yivaruch ha'melech. It says on Shmini Atzeres, Shlomo HaMelech, he sent everyone away. He said goodbye to them. And then, uksiv, it says on the next day, it says on the next morning, U'bayayim ha'sim u'shlei shilach ha'edesh ha'shvi, on the day of Shmini Atzeres, again, everyone obviously came to Shlomo HaMelech, and Shilach Esa'am, and again, Shlomo HaMelech sends them away. So why'd they come back again? It's because even though they said goodbye, since a lot of them, they stayed overnight, Tzarech Lipater Mimenu, or perhaps all of them stayed overnight, so Tzarech Lipater Mimenu Pa'amachara, so they had to come again on Shmini Atzeres morning and say goodbye. So that's what they told Reb Shimon. So now Amar Lei Lebrei, so Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, he says to his son, perhaps to Reb Elazar, he says, "Bnei Adam halalu anashim shel tzurahim." That you should know that these people are very great people. These people that were just in my office, they're very great. Zilga bein dili varchuch. Go catch up to them. They just left. Go catch up to them that they should give you a bracha. So azol ashkechinu dekaramu kraya adadi. So he goes to them to ask them for a bracha. Before he asks them for a bracha, the Gemara relates that they were asking a stira with two different psukim in Mishlei. Ksiv the pasuk says palis ma'agal raglecha v'chol derechecha yikainu, that a person should prepare his ways. He should weigh out the value of mitzvahs and do the more chashuv one. Uksiv ayrechayim pentefales, not to weigh them out. And they explain that like kash, it's not a stira. If you have a mitzvah that could be done by others, so then you should weigh it out and do the more chashuv one. And ones when the mitzvah cannot be done by others, so then don't weigh them out. Rather, whichever mitzvah comes to you, even if it's relatively smaller, so then you should still do that mitzvah because it can't be done by someone else. So the rest of the story will continue Bez Hashem in the next year.